you probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
Harvest time in this village, which is famous for their apple orchards. Apple trees are everywhere throughout here, so much so that it looks like the village itself was an afterthought. The homes are built around the trees, and there's no rhyme or reason for the layout of the town, except, of course, to prioritize the orchards. The air smells of cider and pie, and I am so hungry. Some of the townsfolk said they'd pay me to climb trees and get the apples down from the top branches. But honestly, I'd do it for free. I really miss tree climbing. When I was little, my mom quickly learned that if she couldn't find me around, she just needed to look up. But when you're all grown up, people judge you for being in a tree for no reason. Not that I usually let that stop me, but it's nice to just climb around for an afternoon and have people thank you for it, instead of asking you why you're up there. In this town, apple picking is an entire village effort. Young kids are running around shaking trees and gathering the fallen fruit. Parents are holding ladders for their teenagers. I see a few grandparents sorting apples, or, having already found the best ones, starting to cook them. In addition to the several community orchards, lots of people have their own special apple trees they've been tending to for generations. Unlike the town's community apples, the bounty from these trees is closely guarded. Years of careful pruning, grafting, and fertilizing has gone into these apples, which are needed for very specific recipes. Every single apple, apparently. Of course, those with their own trees are plenty happy to share the food they make with these apples. They're just very stingy with the raw product. I guess I understand that. If you can only make your favorite recipe once a year, you're going to be protective of the ingredients. Plus, there's so many apples to pick in the community orchards, and I'm not letting a single one escape my grasp. I will figure out how to get up every tree, and onto every branch. And every apple is going to be on the ground when I'm done here. I'm deep in thought about if I could feasibly jump from this tree to the next, when I hear a cry.
My basket! It's missing!
The way he says this, you can tell it's probably the worst thing that's ever happened to this man. Sounds like it's time for me to get out of this tree.
Where did they go? The apples from my sweetest tree! I've spent all morning gathering them, and now they're gone, and I think someone took them! The whole basket!
Hey, so you're missing a basket of apples?
Not just any basket of apples. A basket of my pristine, delectable, personal apples. I tend to these trees all year to ensure the perfect harvest for my perfect apple crumbles. But there will be no apple crumbles today! My apples have been stolen!
Do you want some help looking for them?
I don't need help looking. I need help taking them back from the no-good rascal who I know took it.
What? Who would have taken it?
No one other than my neighbor a few houses down, Alden. They've been trying to tend to their own trees, but those trees don't have good fruit. I've seen them eyeing my orchard. Sometimes they'll comment, "Wow, Oliver, your trees are sure looking good. I can't wait for the harvest." They're undoubtedly jealous of my apples. I'm sure they've been planning to take them all year.
Well, I don't know if Alden for sure stole your basket, but I'll go talk to them and see what they say. How about you look through the orchards and see if anyone accidentally moved it?
Fine. I don't think it will be there, but I'll look.
Looks like it's time for Inquisitor Ryan. I'm going to put on my detective hat and solve this mystery. Okay, I don't have a detective hat, but I'm going to solve this mystery anyway. I'll start by talking to our prime suspect, Alden. It seems like Oliver really has a grudge against this person. And personally, I'm not convinced this case is as open and shut as it seems. But it's the obvious place to start. Hi, Alden. I'm looking for Oliver's apple basket, which has apparently gone missing. He seems to think you've taken it.
Of course I didn't. I don't care about his apples.
But I heard your trees don't have good apples.
I grow those trees because I love tending to them. I'm always trying out new ways of grafting branches and making the fruit different. Anyone can have my apples. People are just wary of them.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
I moved here only a few years ago, and I've been trying to be neighborly, cheer on people's hard work, compliment their gardens and stuff. But I guess I've only succeeded in getting Oliver to think I was after his fruit.
He did say you sometimes talk to him about them.
So much for being nice, huh? Besides, when could I have taken them? I was over with Hazel, one of my better neighbours, helping her sort apples all morning. Anyway, it was probably Quinn trying to frame me. They've been pretty unhappy with me lately. I guess my plants are growing into their lawn or something. I'm trying so hard to be on people's good side, but all the things I do just backfire.
I'll figure this thing out. Maybe when I find his basket, Oliver won't be mad at you anymore. Anyway, thanks for the info. Our prime suspect has pointed us towards someone else. This isn't surprising. I didn't expect a confession this early in the game. But were they framed? Let's go talk to suspect number two. Quinn? Hi, I'm Ryan. Did you by any chance take a basket of apples to frame your neighbor Alden, who you're mad at for unclear reasons?
Yeah, I'm mad at Alden, but not enough to frame them. I'm not gonna steal some poor sap's food to enact some dastardly plan of revenge against someone else. Do I wish Alden would make sure their contaminated plants stop growing into mine? Yeah. But the farthest I would go would be to trim those branches. And I've been alone in my kitchen baking all day. I wouldn't have known that basket was there for the taking. Anyway, you know what? It was probably some kids trying to do a prank or something.
I don't suppose you have anyone to back you up about where you were?
No. I said I was alone, didn't I?
I guess. Thanks for your help. The lack of credible alibi is definitely suspicious, but I do see a kid over there looking pretty guilty. She keeps glancing up at me and then looking away. And if that isn't a cue to go and talk to her, I don't know what is. Hey, did you by any chance steal a basket of apples from Oliver over there?
Okay, I'm sorry. I took some of the apples from the basket. I was really hungry, and they looked really good. I'm sorry. I promise I won't do it again, and I would never take the whole basket. That's too many apples. I can't fit that many in my tummy. There's only room for two or three. Definitely not five. That's too many. I saw Mr. Jones take the basket away after I was there. I was scared he saw me and was going to yell at me, but he didn't say anything. I guess he was too busy. He probably moved it up where I can't reach, like on a table. A big table. I hate big tables. Please don't put all the apples on big tables.
Hey, it's okay. I promise I won't tell. Who among us hasn't snuck a few treats during apple picking? Thanks for your help. I need to go talk to Mr. Jones now. This kid might have just solved this mystery for me. Why would Jones move the basket? He was up in the trees with me. He shouldn't have been near it. Oh, there he is. Let's see what he says. Oliver is missing a basket of apples, and I've just received word from a very credible source that you were seen taking it away. Do you have anything to say for yourself before I drag a very distraught Oliver here to accost you?
I just wanted to eat some of those apples. Oliver keeps bragging about them, going on and on about how special they are and delicious and sweet and wonderful. Ugh, I couldn't take it. I got so tired of hearing him talk endlessly about them without sharing any, so I just took the basket.
Wow. That's a terrible reason. Please tell me you haven't eaten them all.
I haven't. They're mostly still in my kitchen.
Okay. How about you give them back, yeah? Or else you won't hear the end of his complaining about his delicious apples missing. Next time, you could try, talking to him about it. Go say sorry.
Okay.
And so off goes Jones to confess and apologize to Oliver. Funnily enough, Oliver had no idea Jones was mad at him. He would have gotten away with it if it weren't for, that meddling kid. And me, meddling adventurer extraordinaire. Oliver also apologizes to Alden for thinking that they didn't. He promises them some freshly baked apple crumble, and assures them next time he won't jump to conclusions. It's actually really nice. I think I see Alden wipe away a tear. Aw, this is just what they wanted. As if inspired by Oliver, Alden also goes to apologize to Quinn. Quinn stays grumpy, but I think they're warming up to Alden. Nothing like a small crime to bring folks together. All my suspects are getting along. Well, former suspects, I guess. And just like that, our case comes to a close, with the apple basket safely returned. The sweet cider can be made, and the festivities can continue. As long as those dark clouds in the sky don't rain us out. At least, nobody is to blame if it does. Thank you for side questing with us. This episode, Basket Case, was written and produced by Talmanir. The voice of Oliver was Reggie Gackett. Alden was voiced by Brett M.W., and Quinn was voiced by Dallas Wheatley. The voice of the kid was Mira Lay, and Jones was voiced by David Hanna. The voice of Ryan was Talmanir. A big thanks to Ilya for supporting this episode. If you like what we're doing, consider supporting us on Patreon. You can get cool perks like behind-the-scenes content, early episode releases, stickers, and exclusive patron episodes. You'll also get my eternal love and admiration. The smallest tier starts at just $1, and your support would mean so much to me. But also, you listening to my little podcast means the world to me, even if you can't support the show monetarily.
News alert! We've sniffed out a winner from the Go Kid Go team, Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos! seriously. The town of Pflugerville isn't Dullsville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full on Bark Street, with hilarious busybodies like Lorraine the Neighborhood Watch Duck, Poot the Groundhog, and Fred the Squirrel popping around. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and see if you can help solve the mysteries by listening to Snoop and Sniffy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.